This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
An analysis of Fortune 500 companies by Deloitte and the Alliance for Board Diversity finds white women have made some gains, but overall change is, quote, painfully slow. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, one challenge are sitting directors who tend not to leave.
Board members generally stick around for about a decade, says Yojud Chang, a business professor at the University of Virginia.
I mean, it's very uncommon for someone to be, you know, pushed off of a board.
Most companies do have mandatory retirement ages for directors, but the age of mandatory retirement has crept up, often above 75, because the rules that govern the board are usually enforced by the board.
It would be tough, I would imagine, for a fellow director to vote against keeping somebody there if they wanted to continue serving.
One reason they might want to stay, average compensation of more than $300,000 a year, according to consulting firm Spencer Stewart. But companies face increasing pressure to be more responsive to cultural change, says Peter Gleason, head of the National Association of Corporate Directors.
It's good for a board to refresh itself. It's good to have a mix of tenure on the board.
He says boards usually have the option of simply adding seats to increase diversity, but they rarely do. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.